This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 6th, 2024. A YouTube telethon to raise money for the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology was a resounding success. More than $21,000 was contributed during the live stream, which unlocked another $20,000 that donors had set out as a challenge gift, a total of $41,000. ARRL Director of Development Kevin Beal, K8EAL, says that upped the ante. It's quite clear that even with the generosity of donors in attendance, the challenge gift really pushed everyone until the end to meet that goal. The event, hosted by YouTuber Josh Nash, KI6NAZ, was his popular ham radio crash course channel. It drew thousands of viewers. On the stream, several teachers and students who have benefited from the TI shared their stories of success. We're glad the teachers Everton Henriquez and Drew Mortison joined us on the stream. Two of Henriquez's students attended and were inspirational and impressive. That's the whole reason why we're doing this, said Beal. A face familiar to longtime ARRL members also paid a visit via video. Former ARRL President Keg Craigie, N3KN, shared her memories of the origin of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, which she pioneered. People have stepped up in just the most wonderful ways over the years. Large donations, small donations, whatever people are able to do, have made it possible to continue this program, she told Beal in a video call. Craigie attributed the program's success to its flexibility and how it can evolve to meet the changing needs of educators. ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, hopes to pivot the program again for 2025. We're taking it on the road. Historically, we've flown teachers into ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, but we want to go meet some of them where they are, said Goodgame. The program has lofty goals for expansion next year. In 2024, there were 7 cohorts. Next year, they will have 16. We're grateful to everyone who participated in the live stream, whether they watched it, shared it, or donated to it, said Goodgame. They are enabling us to continue this growth. If you'd like to contribute to the future of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, visit www.arrl.org. Give to STEM. The 25th Annual Skywarn Recognition Day, SRD, is Saturday, December 7th. SRD recognizes the work of amateur and non-ham Skywarn storm spotters in keeping their communities safe during severe weather. Trained spotters provide observations of ground truth to regional National Weather Service, NWS, offices. While meteorologists have advanced remote sensing data like radar, satellite, and weather instrument networks available to them, the technology isn't granular enough to replace trained human observation. Via amateur radio repeaters, smartphone apps, phone calls, GMRS radios, and other means, Skywarn spotters make sure the NWS has the information needed to make good warning and advisory decisions. Weather spotters provide extremely valuable information to both NWS and local emergency management officials, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV. Johnston served as an emergency management director in Arkansas for 17 years before coming to lead ARRL's Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, program. The ground truth that spotters provide is vital during storms for responder safety, as well as alerting the citizens of the community. In 1999, ARRL and NWS came together to recognize the importance of these spotters to the warning process, creating Skywarn Recognition Day. An SRD features an on-the-air operating event in which ham radio operators activate many of the NWS office stations and other radio amateurs try to work as many of them as possible. ARRL will be on the air from ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, as WX1AW during the portions of the event. QSL cards and certificates of participation will be available also. You can read more about Skywarn and how to register at ARRL.org. Applications are now being accepted for campers interested in attending the 2025 Youth on the Air Camp. Licensed amateur radio operators ages 15 through 25 who want to attend are encouraged to apply online at youthontheair.org. The camp is scheduled to take place June 15th through the 20th, 25 in Thornton, that's near Denver, Colorado, and the Denver Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club, is the local host. The current application period is for the fifth camp for young amateur radio operators in North, Central, and South America. For the best chance at being selected, applicants should be submitted by 2359 Zulu on January 15th, 2025. Campers will be selected by the working group and notified by February 1st. And to encourage attendance from across the Americas, allocations for campers are being held open for various reasons and various areas of North Central and South America. If countries do not use their allocation or someone should within an allocation decline the acceptance, those positions will be filled from the remaining pool of applicants. There will be an ongoing process and everyone will not receive notification of acceptance at the same time. Preference, though, will be given to first-time attendees. Applications will continue to be accepted through May 1st and up to 50 campers may be accepted. For details about the camp, visit the camp webpage at youthontheair.org or email Camp Director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, at director@youthontheair.org. December brings two ARRL-sponsored single-band contests. The ARRL 160-meter contest begins Friday, December 6th at 2200 UTC and concludes on Sunday, December 8th at 1559 UTC. Stations in the U.S., including Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. positions, and Canada, can contact any station. Stations located overseas can only contact U.S. and Canadian stations, and contacts may be made using the CW mode only. You can see the contest rules at www.arrl.org/160meter for more information. And next weekend, the ARRL 10-meter contest begins on Saturday, December 14th at 0000 UTC. That's Friday evening in North America. And concludes on Sunday, December 15th at 2359 UTC. Stations may contact any other station, regardless of location, using CW and phone. And all stations send a signal report. Stations located in the U.S. and Canada, including Alaska and Hawaii, send their state or province. Mexican stations send their state. And DX stations send a serial number. Contest rules available now at ARRL.org. Soheya Banna, KO6GTV, Richmond, California councilwoman and head of that city's public safety committee, passed her amateur radio license test and is now a licensed technician-classed amateur radio operator. On Saturday, November 9th, 2024, the Brickyard Landing Homeowners Association, an HOA, hosted a one-day technician class license and VE test session. The HOA has an active amateur radio community emergency response team, CERT, presence, and supports reasonable antenna requests to further that objective. They're also looking at creating a club station in their common area facility for their licensed members. Banna is working to bring VE test sessions to the city's community center so that more people can discover amateur radio and be better prepared to respond in the event of a citywide emergency. In addition to Banna, there were 18 newly licensed hands from Richmond, Berkeley, San Francisco, Oregon, and South Dakota who attended that VE session. Battleship Iowa Amateur Radio Association, BIARA, and the Iowa's Innovation Engineering and Technology Team, IET, will activate the ship's original NEPM Navy call sign on December 7th and 8th, 2024. Hours of operation both days are expected to be from 0700 Pacific Standard Time to 1700 Pacific Standard Time. The USS Iowa, by the way, is moored at the port of Los Angeles. This activation will be in memory of the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor and all the radio amateurs and aficionados who answered the call, taking their skills into the military and civilian war efforts. ARRL requested and received from the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, a waiver to Section 97.111A to allow appropriately licensed amateur radio operators to work the NEPM for this limited event. Amateurs are reminded that they may not transmit on the military frequencies issued to NEPM. Amateur radios must operate within the privileges of their licenses. And licensees of other countries not under the FCC's jurisdiction are advised to refer to regulations imposed by their licensing agencies before calling NEPM. The operator will tell you where NEPM is listening to minimize causing interference to the station's in-band. And for an NEPM QSL and a complete list of frequencies and modes, go to the BIARA website. On December 17, 1903, after years of tinkering in their Dayton, Ohio bicycle shop, Orville and Wilbur Wright made their first three flights in their new flying machine. The Bellbrook Amateur Radio Club, BARC, in Dayton, Ohio, will commemorate 121 years of the Wright brothers' first flights with a special event station, W8W, on December 17, 2024, from 1400 Zulu to 2100 Zulu. Operations will be on 7.217, 14.317, and 21.317 megahertz for all bands and all modes. An e-certificate is available by email at wrightflight@bellbrookarc.org. The annual Lighthouse Christmas Lights LCL operating event begins Saturday, December 21st, 2024, 001 Zulu, and runs through 2359 Zulu, January 1st, 2025. Sponsored by the Amateur Radio Lighthouse Society, ARLS, the event promotes public awareness of amateur radio and lighthouses and contributes to the recognition of lighthouses' ships, and their keepers. Licensed amateurs may use any and all bands, including WARC, and all modes that convey significant exchange details, including single sideband, CW, RIDI, PSK, FM, and slow scan TV. A list of suggested SSB frequencies and CW center frequencies can be found at the club's website. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. I hope that over the past few weeks, the segments on AO7 were useful and entertaining. Some of the listeners were not born when AO7 was launched, and some were kids, teens, or adults. Wherever you fit in, it was an interesting time for amateur radio in space. This week we learned of a new satellite developed and built by Kyoto University and Sumitomo Forestry in Japan. It is LignoSat. Ligno is the Latin word for wood. Why this name? The satellite is built of wood. In fact, it is the world's first wooden satellite. It will test timber in space. The satellite is expected to last 6 months in orbit. The satellite will measure the endurance of wood against space temperatures, which go from minus 100 to 100 degrees. When the satellite re-enters, instead of producing aluminum oxide particles, it will cleanly disintegrate. The main goal is to eventually be able to build wood structures in space. As far as hams, the satellite has an FM packet uplink. It will then pull your call sign out of the packet and respond on the downlink with your call sign in CW. Students can grab housekeeping data and analyze it. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests on December 6th through the 8th, the ARRL 160-meter contest, that's CW. December 7th and 8th, the Calbar contest, that's phone. December 7th, the Wake Up QRP Sprint, CW. December 7th and 8th, it's the Pro CW contest, that's CW. And on December 7th and 8th, it's the INORC contest, that is CW as well. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, December 13th through the 14th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. January 4th, the Ham Radio University, sponsoring the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And January 10th through the 11th, the 2025 Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Fort Myers, Florida. And finally this week, thanks to the Temple Amateur Radio Club in Temple, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.